This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, the Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers out there in all kinds of weather moving America along. Now, please check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. All right. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had an incident start in Philadelphia about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and it moved along to the point to where the police officers were trying to exercise a drug warrant or warrants, and they went upstairs and took some people into custody. Meantime, a guy was downstairs. I don't know if he was hiding from them or whatnot, but he popped up with a rifle. I believe it's an AR-15 is what I'm being told, and at least one, maybe two pistols and a lot of ammunition, and started shooting into the floor upstairs and wounded six police officers. Thank God he didn't hurt any of them seriously, but two of them were left trapped for a number of hours downstairs, I believe, where he was, and that was quite a debacle they had there. So where are we at right now?
Well, Captain, the good news is, of course, that they have the suspect in custody. Several hours ago, the state of affairs was confirmed that he was alone at that, eventually in the building. Everybody else, plus the prisoners that the police had already taken into custody inside, they eventually all were able to come out and get to safety. And, of course, we thought we'd be in for a very long haul with this gunman, but fortunately he decided to give up. And, of course, the hundreds of rounds that are reported to have been fired, this guy was firing out the window, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
And so the entire area was on total lockdown. There was a hospital nearby.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, I think, a preschool nearby as well. And so all throughout the afternoon, the various news media locally and so forth, they were saying, look, we know that you want to come out and see what's happening, but please stay inside. This was a very, very, very dangerous situation.
Well, this goes along with the folds, something similar but not exactly the same thing as what the Department of Homeland Security acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan said yesterday. He talked about the rise now in domestic terrorism. He testified last month about 850 different domestic terrorism investigations going on, and he pointed to the number of them based on the racially motivated violent extremist ideologies, and also talked about we have to get out in front of that, both on the prevention side, identifying individuals on a pathway to violence through the Secret Service and the National Threat Assessment Center. But the ironic thing was the groups, the faith-based groups that were involved in this, the churches and the Homeland Security Advisory Council and lawmakers as well at the national local level say that a lot of this is coming from Antifa.
Well, right, and we've seen a lot of things being done by Antifa, and also, of course, sometimes these sort of singular incidents that occur as well, and it's all motivated by that particular kind of hateful ideology. And so, of course, you know, when you see this kind of a group, it kind of boggles my mind, Captain, that we're not hearing more on a daily basis about groups like Antifa, what's being done, and of course the condemnation of groups such as this, but especially by Democrat presidential candidates.
Well, the Democrats are trying to demonize law enforcement and saying that they're partially to blame, and President Trump's to blame, and his supporters are to blame, and we're the antagonists and this, that, and the other, but the facts are showing anything else but.
Well, exactly right. And of course, you know, here's the thing though too, Captain, conservatives roundly condemn when there is some kind of violence or this kind of thing that is not from Antifa or is from a different group or a white supremacist group or in any of these kinds. In other words, we should be condemning all violence, there's just not enough of that coming, it seems, from the halls on the left when it really, really matters.
And there's also a fair amount of the people that are involved in this domestic terrorism that are coming in illegally across the border. Now, as far as how many there are, we don't know, but there are certainly violent crimes are up amongst the illegal alien community and wherever they're at.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, the real threat of terrorists coming across the border, for example, is completely lost into the morass of the fight over illegal immigration and this kind of thing, where we're really sort of leaving the door unlocked and we don't know who's coming in.
Well,
for political purposes.
We know that there's a bullet hole at least in one of the ICE facilities in San Antonio, and possibly some more, because I heard there was another facility got shot at the other today. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to play something that you won't believe from the analysis who's an analyst who's supposed to know what he's talking about. And when you hear this, you'll wonder.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and you're taking medication, and maybe you kind of want to kick the habit and go into something that's all natural, I have something to suggest. Now, I've got arthritis, so I have arthritis pain. And tonight, it's been raining here in my area, and I knew it was going to rain before it started raining. And I walked outdoors a couple of times, and I just started to ache, and I walked right back in again. But if you've got back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, foot pain, hip pain, whatever it is, why don't you try, at least give a try, to Relief Factor? Because they've got the 3-week quick start. And it'll cost you $19.95 plus shipping to get it to you. Obviously, you can get it here quicker than the normal way. If you do that, it's going to cost you around $27-$28. Otherwise, just let it come to you the normal way, which is about 5 to 7 days delivery. But the $19.95 3-week quick start is the way I started. And I found out that it worked for me. I was able to get rid of Mobic and Plexeril. That's what I was taking for the problems that I had. So if it worked for me, I'm hoping it's going to work for you. And I've had a lot of people chiming in telling me that they've tried it and it's worked. And that's what you want to hear. So what happens is when you sign up for the $19.95 3-week plan, you'll automatically go on to monthly delivery unless you tell them that you don't need it because it didn't work or whatever. So check them out. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. All you got to lose is pain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, we got James, the paper relocator up there in Valdosta, saying, good morning, Captain, good morning, Kyle, and good morning to Sam, the paper man, from James, the paper relocator up there in Valdosta. And Trucker Ed is up in Jacksonville, where it is not raining. He had rain he had to go through to get up there, but he says he's coming right back down to the middle of it again. So hello to Trucker Ed. And we just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog. And let's see, where are they? Okay, they're just now leaving Laredo. They're talking about the good work the Philadelphia police did with the police getting minor injuries, suspect in custody. Nobody else was injured. Good work, officers listening now. Have a great night. Stay safe, Catwoman and Road Dog. Well, those guys need to stay safe too, don't they, Kyle?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. Now, we have, Fredo Cuomo, right?
Right, right.
Well, now we've got Frank the Figliuzzi, who is a commentator on MSNBC, who had this to say. So he gets the title of being the Fig, and you'll hear why right now.
Well, I think one of the things, Frank Figliuzzi, is that this president has always, from anyone who is around him, Anthony Scaramucci knows this as well as anybody else, demanded this blind loyalty, right? I say it, it must be so. Or even if you don't think it's so, you don't criticize me for it.
Well, this is why it's so important to look through the lens of radicalization when you look at this president and then apply counter-radicalization techniques, because you're right. Attacking his followers is going to be counterproductive. He demands that loyalty, and they are loyal. So if you call Trump followers racist en masse, they simply coalesce around each other and become even more defensive and protective of the leader, just as they would in, say, a terrorist organization, to compare to the radicalization process.
Now, what does that sound like to you, based on what we've been talking like with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals?
Well, yeah. Well, exactly. What it is again, you're creating this atmosphere no matter what you say, it's going to be twisted, or what you think or believe is going to be twisted into evil.
Well, that's absolutely true. And when you talk about the 13 rules and Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, that's exactly where that comes from, right out of the playbook, and they are using it exactly as such. And I can't emphasize it anymore. And that's why the Rules for Deplorables book, and why we're explaining so much about it, because of what is obviously going on right now. And again, whenever possible, go outside the experience of your enemy. That's called collusion, delusion, tactic number 3. And then the ridicule, sticks and stones, tactic number 5. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. And tactic number 8, keep the pressure on. All of this is what we're hearing right now, all of it.
Well, of course. And if you even notice in Frank the Fig's quote right there, you know, he's saying, well, you know, trying to attack Trump supporters is counterproductive because they're just going to act like, you know, programmed terrorist radicalized, you know, automatons, basically. Well, that's not an insult in and of itself, you know, in the grand sense. But again, what he's talking about is somehow, if you support Donald Trump, if you defend Donald Trump in any way, you've obviously been radicalized like Al-Qaeda or something like that. And, but of course, I doubt that he would ever say the same kind of thing for people that might come to the defense of any, let's say, any other Democrat politician in the history of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really quite transparent what he's doing.
And speaking of transparent and radicalizing things and misrepresenting things, Anderson Cooper was having a little chat with Jim Acosta yesterday on CNN, and here's what they said.
Anderson, the president almost did something remarkable today. He almost admitted he was wrong. The president said, as you were just saying a few moments ago, that they are postponing these tariffs because he doesn't want to have an adverse effect on the Christmas shopping season, saying that essentially he doesn't want consumers to be impacted by these tariffs. Well, that runs contrary to everything he's been saying up until this point. He's been saying that U.S. consumers are not affected by these tariffs, when in fact we know that they have been. And I talked to a source close to the White House earlier this evening that essentially the Trump administration is allowing the president to wriggle out of this policy without admitting that he made a policy mistake here.
So that's as close as he came to, I mean, he didn't actually acknowledge the discrepancy. He just stated it.
That's right.
Okay.
And he once again said, well, they're not feeling the pain from these tariffs, which, of course, is not the case. But this was as close as he's come to essentially acknowledging that these tariffs are, to some extent, being passed on to consumers. If they're buying these smartphones and toys that come out of China later on during the holiday shopping season, potentially, if these tariffs were to go into place in September instead of December, consumers would have been affected.
Now, here's how I know Acosta doesn't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you bought anything high-tech lately, like a phone or a computer or a calculator or a watch or maybe one of those electric pens that tells you what time it is? Have you bought anything like that?
Not in the very recent past.
Have you seen the prices of that stuff looking around the stores?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a lot, yeah.
It's not a lot. It's cheaper. As a matter of fact, they can't give the stuff away. They're having all kinds of sales on this stuff, and the prices of these materials are dropping. They're actually going down. So how is that adversely affecting anybody with the tariffs that he's talking about when I can't even see any difference when I go to the store and look at the staple items that are out there as far as tariffs? I mean, what am I missing here?
Well, I think that, you're not missing anything. I think that Acosta is missing something in terms of the bigger picture. It's not that President Trump was wrong, and sort of, I guess, they're trying to make this into a thing like, remember the Fonz?
Yeah.
The Fonz could never say he was wrong. He could only say he was that kind of thing. So they're trying to make it look like Trump can't admit when he's wrong. But here's the thing. I think that the threat of the tariffs really does make the Chinese sort of quake in their boots. And also, things in China aren't as hunky-dory as some people might think.
Well, all we got to do is look at Hong Kong, because the president yesterday said China should treat Hong Kong humanely before any trade deal is talked about. He did postpone the 10% tariffs on over $150 billion worth of Chinese imports to try to get China to back off their military possible aggression in Hong Kong. It'll be a bloodbath of immense proportions. You think things are bad right now in the world stock markets, or they're all reeling, thinking about what's going to happen next? You just wait.
Well, exactly right. And that's precisely what we saw happen yesterday on the stock market. And suddenly, well, this is the siren clarion call of the recession is right around the corner and this kind of thing. Well, the president sees these kinds of things. The administration sees these kinds of things. And as you mentioned, Captain, the volatility of what's happening with China right now. And so perhaps maybe the president is being strategic in this, not just because he was wrong, so now he's going to stop doing what he was doing. No, he's able to react to the situation, and the situation could be grim. And if there is a larger scale problem militarily, let's say in Hong Kong, then that's going to throw everything into flux. The last thing we're going to be worrying about is Christmas shopping at that point.
Well, we had a big drop yesterday in the stock market, and the stock market is not anything that is by any means a guarantee. It's a volatile thing, and if something happens somewhere in the world, obviously the stock market's going to drop. But hold that thought, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the stock market and what's going to go on. I'm going to take a look at what's going on right now with the futures to see if there's anything better for today than what happened yesterday. And we're also going to talk about Judicial Watch, because they found more documents proving Fusion GPS was working directly with Obama's Department of Justice. How about that? Surprise, surprise. Not really. Be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It was a rough day on Wall Street. Stocks posting big losses. The Dow was down 800 points after the bond market raised a warning flag on the economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury bill briefly dropped below the 2-year Treasury bill yield for the first time since 2007. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com.
For those people that are looking at retirement, let's say 20 years out, there is absolutely no reason to panic here because this market cycle will change more than once, meaning if we do enter into a prolonged downturn, you cannot accurately gauge when you need to get back into the market.
Democratic presidential candidate John Hickenlooper is saying he will drop out of the race. He's now talking with his advisors, trying to decide if he will now run for the Senate in Colorado. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. This portion of the program brought to you by GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Go to GEICO.com to check out more. And by the way, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including yours truly, your humble talk radio host. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, starting with your car or your truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, and your snowmobile. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So, to find out more, go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, find out where your local agent is, or just simply look them up in the phone book. And if you don't have a phone book, tell you what, do a little search for them on the Internet. You'll find them. Don't use Google, though, because Google will spy on you, won't they, Kyle Warren?
Well, that's exactly what we hear, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, now, we just got done talking about the stock market and had an off day yesterday, right?
Oh, yes, very much.
And I talked about the fact that the market is goes up and it goes down based on news, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned the fact that the president said that he'd postpone the 10% tariffs on Chinese products worth the value of this first bunch was $150 billion of Chinese imports. I don't have the list of what they are in front of me, but that's, I would say that's positive news, correct?
Yes, of course.
So take a guess at what the stock market has done.
Well, let's see. Is it beginning to rebound a little bit now?
Everything is in the green. Dow futures are up 168.50. NASDAQ futures are up 45.75. S&P futures are up 17.87. Right now, at this time of the morning. Now, keep in mind, this changes because this is futures trading going on. The market is not open. But that's a good sign that maybe, just maybe, and I say, yeah, they did, the market is going, oh, okay, well, things are not as bad as we thought, and now it's coming back.
Well, exactly right. And then for those who were saying earlier, well, this is like it was in 2007, and it the horrible...
Yeah, the little short guy from used to be from Miami on Fox News, you mean. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, but here's the thing. I mean, but things were very different in 2007 going into 2008. And we weren't experiencing, you know, one of the best economies probably that we've ever had in modern history. We didn't have the notion that unemployment was at a 49-year low, these kinds of things. And it's almost as if you have some out there who want to paint the picture that, you know, at any moment this is all going to just go, you know, down the tubes and so forth. And whereas, as you mentioned, there is always going to be volatility. Something can happen on the other side of the world. Something can happen in terms of what is perceived as the trade war, this kind of thing, and it can have an effect. But overall, because people are confident, and consumer spending, by the way, consumers, if they're confident, they're going to keep this economy going, I believe. And,
yeah.
And it'll be good.
Now, Judicial Watch does some really good things for the country. Tom Fitton is really on his A game. And they once again found documents, because there's 2 million pages of documents that have been released here. And Judicial Watch won their lawsuit, and they're sorting through this. But they found documents showing Fusion GPS working directly with the Barack Obama Department of Justice to try to frame Donald Trump the last year that the Obama administration was around.
I mean, this just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And sometimes, Captain, you know, I think about what the perspective might be in many years from now. Let's say 40, 50 years from now. The perspective may be, why didn't, especially government officials on the Democrat side of the aisle, why weren't they just as interested in what amounted to an attempted coup in this nation? Why weren't they as much of a dog and a bone on that kind of attack, by the way, on I'll say on our republic, essentially, as they were the fake Russia story? And as we learn more about, and especially what I understand from these latest reports, is that the information brought in on a flash drive by Bruce Orr from his wife, basically, with all this, this dossier material and so forth, that the headers were stripped out from what I was told, really identifying it all coming from Fusion GPS. And again, this goes to, if true, to the continued defrauding of the FISA court and the Justice Department. It's
right.
Amazing.
Right. And, of course, we heard about the Democratic senators, a group of them that got together and actually threatened the Supreme Court pertaining to a case that they were going to decide. And they said that it would be in their best interest if they did what these Democratic senators were suggesting they do, rather than what they might do, because, again, it's a court decision that was coming up. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, well, I mean, can you imagine if they were Republican senators and they said something that was had to do under the Obama administration, for example? But here we go again. These are co-equal branches of government, and I can't imagine that we're even beginning to tread into that kind of territory. You know, it's almost akin to, I think, when Obama made that comment he made in the State of the Union, and one of the justices was mouthing the words, no, 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 that's kind of thing. They're not supposed to step on each other's toes like that.
By the way, we've heard that Stacey Abrams, the loser in the Georgia gubernatorial race, has come out and made a blanket statement that the president will send off-duty police officers to scare voters of color so that they won't vote.
Really? I mean, this is... You know,
I believe she's lost it. I think she's nuts.
Well, but again, it's like pre-planning the propaganda about the election process. And to come out and begin to say stuff like this, I think the word "we've got to be the army" or the phrase "we've got to be the army" was employed as well. You know, this kind of thing is designed to set the stage so that on election night you can say, "Well, it didn't go our way because you have insert." The group here basically came out and did something and so forth. And it just tries to piggyback onto this idea that racism is rampant in the country and trying to control all the elections and all this kind of stuff. And, instead of, I don't know, going out and making a case to the voter. I mean, my goodness gracious, the Democrats should know that, I mean, they did have a pretty good, run in 2018, and that can be debated on different fronts as to why they did or why they didn't. But here's the thing. We're supposed to go out and make a case with ideas. Go out and do that. Don't try to preload this thing with, all this stuff.
Now, there was a video yesterday that surfaced, and it was a group of leftists, including some members of Antifa, who verbally threatened some ICE contractors, and they said, and I quote, "We know all where all your children live," and they said, "This is not a joke." Now, this is not funny when they turn around and do stuff like that, and I hope that they're able to identify these people and do what they need to do.
Me too. Absolutely. 100% agree. You know, we hear all this stuff about all these comparisons. Trump is Hitler and all this kind of stuff that mm-hmm. has been used in the propaganda thing. But here's the thing. What was happening in 1930s Germany? Well, you had stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm.
You had people intimidating others.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we see these kinds of things happening on, I don't know, banana republics as well.
And by the way, you have a lawn, right? Do you mow it?
I do. I mow my lawn.
The New York Times says that lawns are symbols of racism and bad for global warming, according to some group that came out and said that. And then Elizabeth Warren ticked off a whole bunch of Massachusetts police chiefs. She spoke in front of one of their meetings, and they slammed her for falsely saying Michael Brown was murdered.
Well, I would refer Elizabeth Warren to, I think, the autopsy report.
Or the video that was shown.
The video that was shown and mm-hmm. all this kind of, this was all settled years ago. And yes, and I understand about the uprising or the riots and the unrest that happened. But she should know better. I mean, goodness gracious. She's peddling this stuff for what? For some kind of political support?
Yep.
And it's very crass, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask you, but I agree with you. Okay, so tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will hear you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we're going to be talking to him the rest of the week, and we're very fortunate to have him on the program, very knowledgeable, and I appreciate everything he does. And we have a lot of people that appreciate him, too. I get your calls, I get your emails, your voice messages, and your Facebook messages and all that. And it's all good, and we appreciate it. And by the way, I do try to answer as many as I possibly can. I can't get to all of them because I have several thousand messages at a time, but keep sending them, and I'm kind of being not selective, but I'm zigzagging around is how I'm answering them. All right, be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I
junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song. Starting out this here first report of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And brought to you by your local pilot in Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. We'll get to all that in a minute. But the heat wave out in the west, the southwest, including California, is expanding. And severe thunderstorms are now expected in the north central plains. We've had a lot of rain down here along the eastern Gulf of Mexico, including Florida tonight, and more on the way. So let's start with the excessive heat wave, which is sweltering and expanding out in the west from the desert southwest into California and into the Four Corners region of the southwest. While the stubborn heat persists in parts of the Gulf Coast states today, in southeast, severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds are possible in the north central plains, and locally heavy rain and flooding is possible in the central plains and parts of Florida as well. And we have got flood watches and warnings up right now for the western and central part of Florida. Coming down I-75, and I know Trucker Ed's headed back down to his domicile, Plant City, his home terminal out of Jacksonville. You will be running into rain there, Trucker Ed. Nothing we can do about it. There's more rain in the Gulf, so it's just however it comes in, it's coming in. And oh, by the way, Florida, we have a tropical wave that is moving into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, so far, we're just talking tropical wave. Don't know if it would be much of anything coming up on the weekend. So keep your eyes on the prize and pay attention. It is, after all, hurricane season. And I expect if it goes anywhere, it's going to be rain, predominantly a rainmaker. Now, let's take a look and go out west first before we come back to the central part of the country. Arizona, I-10, all the way across Tucson, coming out of New Mexico, all the way to Yuma, Arizona, I-8 as well, Kingman, Arizona, all the way over to Las Vegas and out into Barstow and from Los Angeles and inland, north all the way up to Redding, California, up I-5 and up California 99. You will have some scorching hot temperatures there today. Heat index temperatures 110, 115 degrees or higher, because the outdoor temperatures, especially in the desert, coming out of Arizona and going into California, could approach 110, 115 degrees. Now, that's in those areas. Las Vegas, you're going to have temperatures approaching 100, heat index 105, 110. It'll get a little bit cooler as you go north up by 15, but not by much. And that's what we're looking at right now. Now, let's go into the Colorado Rockies, and let's go into eastern Utah and the western part of the Rockies in Colorado, west of Denver, west of I-25. You've got kind of unsettled weather conditions there today. And let me see here. You've got conditions favorable for some rain and thunder showers there. Also, up in South Dakota, and this is just north of Cheyenne. You've got an area up there of unsettled weather right now with some rain in the mix. You've got some rain in the eastern part of South Dakota tonight, scattered. There's also some rain which is making the rounds, if you will, across parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas, scattered showers. Eastern Michigan, north of Detroit, you've got some rain there along the lake. You've got, once again, the poor air quality in the central part of Oklahoma and the Dallas Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, poor air quality there. Houston, same thing. Galveston, same thing. Atlanta, north and west of Atlanta, poor air quality there. And then going up I-95, you're going to have an area, looks like New Jersey into possibly around Allentown, where there's a stagnant air, poor air quality alert there as well. But don't forget about the rain I told you about down here in Florida, and that's going to persist. That's not going to go away anytime soon. So there you go. And now you know the rest of the story. By the way, Denise Simon and I, when she comes on, we're going to be talking about the autopsy. They're talking about the condition of his body. in the newly released report that just came out. And I haven't seen it yet, so I'll have to rely on Denise Simon to tell me what it says. Now, Cousin Vinny, how you doing there, Cousin Vinny? Appreciate you very much. And Al in Nebraska is, no, I have not heard that, Al. I have not heard that at all, so I'm not even going to mention it. But there you go. And Roger, appreciate hearing from you, my man. He's where is he at? This is a Roger in St. Louis, Missouri. So thanks, Roger. And Cousin Vinny is, I guess he's fishing in the pond, or either that or he's looking for Russian submarines in the pond. I guess that's it right there. Cousin Vinny, is that what that is? But it is what it is. All right. Now, your pilot in Flying J is not your average truck stop anymore. Oh, and by the way, make sure you pull into one of those and tell them the captain sent you, and, you know, you'll get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee right about now. So there you go. And I got something to play here. I was sent this by a listener. Came to me from Ruben, and Ruben is in San Diego, California. And he says, you might have some fun with this one, Captain. Okay, well, give a little listen. I'm going to play just a little bit of this.
Trump, let's get it straight. Who am I gonna vote for? I'll vote for the man who tells me the truth, the one that we have prayed and hoped for. Let's get it straight. Am I gonna follow then? The answer is simple. His name is Donald. Who's gonna make us great again? And I, as a Latino, want my people to understand. Let's put an end to political correctness and make you comprehend.
Who you gonna vote for? Oh, yeah. The Latino Trump song is what that's called. And thanks very much, Ruben, for sending me that. And I definitely will use that a few times. I'll tell you that right now. Let's see. Like they used to say in American Bandstand, oh, it's got a good beat. I'll give it a 90 because it's got a good beat. But anyway, a lot of fun there with that one. And I'm sure a lot of people, when they heard that, they started dancing around the table or wherever you're at. Catwoman and Road Dog, just keep two hands on the wheel there. But anyway, we will be coming back, taking a break here. And when we come back from our break, Miss Rosemary is going to be on tonight. Now, she's been a little busy doing what she's been doing. And we'll see what's going on there. But, you know, I also want to remind everybody about an event coming up here, September the 7th. It's a celebration of heroes for Patriots Day. It's going to be over at Fort Harrison. We'll be telling you more about that. It'll be on my website. I will be one of the featured speakers there for that. Also, September the 12th, we're going to be over at the American Legion Post in Tampa if you want to attend. It's a very interesting time we're going to have, telling veterans and first responders some things that you don't know that, oh, I don't know, it'll only save you some money in the long run, but different things that you can use that'll help you. And then the 29th of this month, I will be over at the Club 45 over in the River Church, and that's another great event over there. All right, coming right back, Kathy's going to tell you how to get us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.